on House Bill 5047. And Sue, would you begin explanation of what we need to know here?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. This is a public hearing just to be legal, if you will. We had to take the Department of Revenue's original bill and lift it and put it in this bill because of one of the packages being applicable to more than just the Department of Revenue's budget. So we had to make sure we had an appropriate relating clause, and House Bill 5047 does that. So with that said, we could probably go into a work session.
We don't need to take any testimony on any of the changes that we made. Okay. We will go into a work session on our new House Bill 5047.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I've distributed for you today a memo on LSO letterhead as well as the detailed spreadsheet that you're all used to seeing by now with all the numbers in it. And I'll just work off the memo today, mainly referencing you every once in a while to that spreadsheet. And you'll probably recall that we've had a couple of work sessions already on this budget on April 5th and April 9th. And at the April 9th work session, you decided to defer action on two of the department's policy option packages until additional work could be done on them. And that work has been done, and I'll briefly discuss the policy option packages and then LFO's recommendation. The first policy option package is package 140, and as presented in the governor's budget, this would add $514,796 other funds, expenditure limitation, and 7 FTE for staff in the property tax division for additional support to counties in administering the property tax system. And the governor's recommended budget uses $406,402 general fund in the base budget to fund a portion of this package, and the effect of that is to reduce grant funds to counties for their assessment and taxation functions by this amount. So there was some concern about doing that, and you heard testimony from the counties on that issue. You heard that the package as proposed in the governor's budget would generate an additional $3.8 million in property tax revenues. And the department previously testified that the, if the subcommittee restores the funding for the county grant and approves only 4 positions and the other funds expenditure limitation, then the department believes it would only be able to generate $900,000 in property tax revenue. And that would be under current law. Subsequent then to the last work session on April 9th, the department began pursuing the statutory change, and this presently would be in House Bill 2207. And this would allow it to use its share of document recording fees and interest on delinquent property tax accounts to target activities where property taxes could be maximized. With this change in the law then, the department estimates that the property tax revenues that it could generate by the 4 positions is estimated to be $1.9 million. The LFO recommendation on this policy option package then is to approve the 4 positions, 4 FTE, and $510,180 other funds expenditure limitation, with the understanding that there will be a restoration of the general fund to the department's base budget for grants to counties. And the reduction of $4,616 other funds is for adjustments in the Attorney General and the PERS revised rate.
We're going to adopt that.
You can do it.
Let's do that as we go.
Madam Chair, I move policy option package 140 as presented to us today by legislative fiscal recommendation, legislative fiscal office recommendation.
Everyone's heard the motion before us. Discussion? Objection?
Madam Chair, not an objection. A discussion. I'm just slow
yes.
here. So we're adding some money to this for the grants to the counties. Is that right? We've reduced the amount that was originally requested, but not a lot.
Madam Chair and Senator Dukes, the budget overall is not reduced except for that other funds expenditure limitation. All this would do is make sure that the department understands and that for the record there's an understanding that As presented in the governor's budget, those grants would not go to the department, or I'm sorry, not the grants, but the funding for the grants that was, you know, carved out to fund part of this package at the department wouldn't stay with the department, but don't go back to the county.
And there is a restoration right in the center line under legislation.
Yeah, what I'm asking is, as compared to the original governor's budget, we're adding $406,000.
Madam Chair and Senator Deduce, I'm sorry if it's not clear by this description, but no, you're not adding that general fund to the budget. It's already there. But the governor's budget would have moved it from grants to counties
right.
to pay for staff at the department. What the legislative fiscal office is recommending is that instead of funding seven positions, you fund four with the other funds expenditure limitation, and then have the budget adjusted so that the general fund goes back into the category of special payments or grants to counties. So it would be moved from personal services in the governor's budget back to special payments.
I must be really slow here, but if all you're cutting is two FTE,
three FTE,
you can't get to $406,000.
Madam Chair and Senator Deduce, I'm not sure. Are you asking if the three FTE are costing $406,000?
No. The original budget, the governor's budget, had $514,000 in it. And part of that was $406,000 from the county's grant. And now we've got $510,000 and $406,000.
Madam Chair.
And all we did was cut out three FTE.
Madam Chair and Senator Clarno, the original package was around $900,000. It would have been the $514,000 other funds expenditure limitation and then the $406,000 in general fund and seven FTE. And to fund that portion of the package with general fund, the governor's budget moved from the base budget $406,000 in special payments that would have gone to counties.
Okay, I'm going to quit now. I'm still missing a huge piece, but that's okay.
Yeah, I hate to see you not be.
It's the point at which you move it out, the $406,000 out, to fund those FTE. And now the $406,000 is back, but we only cut three FTE, and you can't get to $406,000 on three FTE. So I'm assuming we've added more to the package, but I trust Alvo completely in just telling me we haven't. And there's no sense in taking out more time. This is a budget that should have moved a month ago.
Okay. And you have no objection to us?
No.
Okay. So moved.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The policy option package 160, as proposed in the governor's budget, would add $996,890 general fund in nine positions. And this would be to increase compliance and education efforts in the cigarette tax program. And as you heard previously, Oregon cigarette tax stamp sales have been dropping since 1997. You also heard that the decrease appears in part to be due to a decrease in the number of smokers, but noncompliance appears to be the main cause of the reduced revenues. Subsequent to the work session on April 9th, there were numerous discussions between the Department of Revenue, the Department of State Police, the Department of Justice, the Legislative Fiscal Office, the co-chair of the Ways and Means, and other legislators. And those meetings were to determine how best to approach this issue of noncompliance in this program. And due to legislative interest in having a broader approach than that proposed in the governor's budget, discussions focused on incorporating agency services into the proposal, specifically Department of State Police and Department of Justice. The outcome is a package that combines education and compliance efforts of the Department of Revenue with law enforcement provided by OSP and also DOJ. And essentially what this is a task force of 16 staff from Department of Revenue, OSP, and DOJ that would work together to address the many facets of noncompliance, not just education, of retailers and distributors, but also addressing issues like illegal activities such as smuggling, black market, gray market, you know, that kind of thing. I would point out that the overall cost is higher than the original proposal in the Department of Revenue's budget. The anticipated increases in revenues are expected to offset the additional cost. What the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending is $934,489 general fund and seven positions, or 6.75 FTE, to be approved for the department's role on the task force. LFO further recommends that two of the revenue agent three positions in the package be limited duration due to the possible startup nature of the activities, and also because this is a new approach for this program. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the department be instructed to periodically appear at the emergency board during the 2001-03 biennium to report on the success of the efforts. And there's a budget note down below that I'll go over in a couple minutes that addresses that. And then LFO also recommends that the law enforcement portion of the funding be appropriated to the emergency fund as a special purpose appropriation until after the department initially reports on its activities. And the phase-in of the OSP and DOJ activities is expected to begin somewhere in January to March of 2002. And the estimated cost for these two agencies and their staffing needs for the 2001-03 biennium are $703,336 general fund, five positions, and 3.56 FTE for OSP, and $479,915 general fund, four positions, and 2.68 FTE for DOJ.
Senator Dukes, the additional OSP and DOJ positions, is that money coming in any way out of the agency's budget, or is this just new general fund?
Madam Chair and Senator Dukes, this would be new general fund to those agencies.
Originally, the package 160 was to raise $7.1 million, as I recall. With this additional expenditure of nearly $1.2 million, what's the additional anticipated revenue here?
Madam Chair and Representative Butler, actually talk about that a little bit later on in the memo, under statement of expectations, but it is, this package as presented is expected to generate at least $8.6 million in additional revenues, $8 million from the cigarette taxes, and then $600,000 from other tobacco product taxes.
So this is a much broader approach than what we had originally by incorporating both Oregon State Police and the Department of Justice into the process. This is a much broader approach and then estimated to generate, at this point, that would be an additional $1.5 million that would be generated, or is anticipated to be generated over the 7.1 in exchange for about $1.2 million approximately of additional expenditure. You had briefly referred to industry potentially assisting, not necessarily as members of the task force, but receiving, and maybe that's covered somewhere else soon.
Mr. Chair, I think we had that conversation yesterday about possibly involving with industry representatives on the task force. That is not included in this proposal, but I do have confidence in these departments that they will bring in the necessary people to make this an effective approach, including contacting industry people for information.
Are there questions?
The rest of the recommendation and the budget note.
Okay, let's go through the rest of the recommendation and the budget note.
Right below that, more on page 2, you'll see a section entitled Other Adjustments, and that's simply to accommodate this subcommittee's wishes to reduce out-of-state travel in state agency budgets by 1%. And for this agency, that means a reduction of $1,150 general fund and $342 other funds expenditure limitations. The budget note that you see there pertains to policy option package 160, and essentially what this does is it requires the department to report to the emergency board periodically to share the results of the increased education and enforcement activities relating to the administration of the cigarette tax program. And it also directs the department to include in its report revenues generated by the activities, including additional revenues generated by taxes on cigarette products as well as other tobacco products. And then also, to the extent possible, and I really want to emphasize that phrase, the department shall, in its report, separate out revenues generated by activities, and that would be, for example, revenues generated by education efforts as opposed to revenues generated by enforcement activities. But again, I want to emphasize that phrase to the extent possible, because I can see situations where it might really be possible for them to separate out the revenues. This information, then, is intended to provide the legislature with information on which to base future decisions to continue, modify, or discontinue task force activities. And I'd also point out that as part of this approach, the agencies plan to do what's called a threat assessment periodically. I think it's at 6, 12, and 18 months. And it would basically look at the approach that's being taken, and similar information, the revenues generated by the activities, and possibly where to modify their activities as they continue this program.
And at that time, that would be an opportunity for you to check and see if the industry has been included.
Then, under each